evening. Apologize for the delay.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Abaco. Anabeko. Gedula Chimita. second verse. First is from 1 Samuel chapter 23. And the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 10. Now we're going to, I should ask first, are there any questions? And we're going to read a verse from the Zohar. And apologize for the delays. The verses that we're reading tonight from the Zohar, available on the Hashem website, going to the World Wisdom page, scroll down to the matrix. First row, the right-hand column, is a link to a list of all of the different parashiyot, all the different Zohars of the year. If you scroll on that page down to where it says Vayechel, click on that link, and that's the second link above the book of Leviticus. And then you'll find the handout for section 1. And I would suggest you scroll down to where it starts my commentary. And before I'm going to say, L'shem Yehud Kud Shabari Fush Kinte Bibhi Lurki Maruti Lulihakta Shem Yud Kebavabte Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. In essence, this is a verse, a sequence of letters that helps align our consciousness to be in tune with the universe and to unify the four letters of the name of the Hashem, to unify their Antin and Malchut, to unify male and female, and have our consciousness supporting the consciousness of unification. In turn, the name of the parasha is Vayechel, which usually is translated as he gathered, or and Moshe gathered. If we see the leading Vav as a reversing Vav, then it can be translated as and he will gather. This is hinting to the time Mashiach, which will gather the children of Israel from wherever they are living physically, to have a spiritual level of living in the land of Israel. I'm reading in section 1, pasuk 1. Vayichahel Moshe et kol adat b'mo Yisrael v'gomer Rabbi Chiyayo patach v'yomer Shaul el hakeni likusuru Radu Egomer Tahate Makitir Pakati Eta Sherasa Amalek the Israel Viku Rishu Piravin Devdu Shearaman the God of Fierce,
Hawala gabehu
coming long path. Arching dictates Asher Sam Lobederef, Bealotopem Shraim, Kamin Hawa Leela, Lesava Mitmachtisha, Bekamin Hawa. Lata the Sava, the Israel, Menalam, Dicti Vasher Karcha, Bedere, Kitty Vaka Ash, who in Fatam, Kiyehaish, Averla, or Tahor Bach Laila. The translation. Like an evil serpent that lurks in ambush on the crossroads, so was Amalek an evil serpent for Israel that lurked in wait to ambush them on the crossroads, as is how he laid in wait for him in the way where he came up from. And he lurked in ambush up above to defile the temple, which is Malchut, and worked down below to defile Israel. Whence do we know this? From the verse, met you by the way. It is written here, how he met you. The Hebrew word is karcha, by the way. And there, if there be among you any man who is not clean by reason of uncleanness, that chances, the Hebrew is mikra, by night. In both verses, the words relate to uncleanness. My commentary. Uncleanness relates to purity, purity of intention. The beginning of doubt is the weakening of consciousness. The third pasuk. We had the bila keti vaikar Elohim el bilan vaikar shana dim saava naakat veitema hakti Elohim elachu chabarisu. Asmin Leia Ahu Atar Din Sava Leistava Beya Behahu Darga Tehu Itabak Leistava Beya Maavevad Bilam Yutash Arbanim Basalka Ela Adzamin Leya Kutabarisu Hahu Atar El Hamat Misavu Legaba Kimit Hazela Yad Vayayakar Elohim El Bilam. And therefore it is written about Bilam, and Elohim met, Hebrew is Vayik Bilam. It denotes impurity, a nocturnal function above. You can say that Elohim, which implies holiness, yet the Holy One, blessed be He, supplied him with that place of defilement to be defiled in it, so that he, Bilam, would be defiled by the same grade to which he cleaved. What did Bilam do? By the offerings he sacrificed to rise to holiness. Immediately, the Holy One, blessed be He, supplied him with that place of defilement. He said to him, "Here is purity upon you as you." Hence it is written, "And Elohim met Bilam." My commentary. The Creator takes a man in the direction he wants to go. Listen well. On the world. Fourth part. Kiga amna asher kar abaderech wigomer azmin gabahu tivya bisha leila lisaava lechabe kositrin beitale beitchaka mo. Leila vihoshua letata la yakilu Israel eya ugin kach natir uchabari hu ahudavu ledare darin mem tet begin dechash Le'achra at kayama Re'ya u'ginka Pakati b'fif t'kida De'ataman itrami Razadi at kayama Kadisha. In the same manner, metu, the Hebrew is karka, by the way, refers to that supernal evil serpent that was sent to you to defy you on all sides. And if it had not been for Moses becoming strong up above and Joshua down below, Israel would not have overcome it. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be He, bore a grudge against that one for ages. The reason is that he planned to tear the member of the sign of the covenant from its place. And therefore it is written, "I remember," which also means visit, namely in remembrance, the divine visitation, which is Malchut, because the secret of the Holy Covenant is implied in this word. My commentary. The Hebrew word for man is the same as the Hebrew to remember, Zachar. This pasuk is using this play on words, since being male implies the potential sign of the covenant, potentially full of the foreskin. The fifth pasuk. Tachati makati vayomer El ha hakeni makani daitro vikimeon yativ beneitro hakal mecheve dio yurei yuchon ba'al nek v'ha bericho ha'wa Ela hachitim uvne kanit kotan Moshe alu me'ar Chat marim et b'nei Yehuda Mibar Yehuda Wer v'kadalu Aman sharu bituma Yamale adhahu Zimna diata Shaul malka dikti Vayasar kanimito Amalek. Come and look at the verse. And Saul said to the Kenite, Who is the Kenite? It is Jethro. He asked the children of Jethro in here to dwell in Amalek, being in Jacob, and answers, it is written, and the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah. And when they moved from there, they dwelt in the territory of Amalek until that time when King Saul came and removed the Kenite from Amalek. My commentary. Students of Kabbalah may ask, why did the children of Jethro dwell amidst the Amalekites? The reason being that Kenites, through their DNA from Jethro, was a potential protection shield against the energy of doubts. While Jethro studied all the different forms of idol worship and religions, and then chose the one, which is Hashem, created a protection shield that he put into his progeny. We see from this spiritual growth can become part of a person's DNA. One just needs to activate it, as science is discovering the need to turn on a switch to act various things. This is the purpose of this pasuk, to learn how to act. Eventually, people will learn this technique, in my opinion. The
Between the mocha,
Uklifa ugin de chavo. Inu nerev rav begavayehu. Itmar met kol ish asher yidvenu. Vibo leachlala. Lon benayehu de Yisrael. Vinun mo ta mo cha vekuhu it fedaf it pegadu. Come and see what's written above. Every man whose heart prompts him, which includes everyone, even the mixed multitude, this is because the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to build the tabernacle from all sides, the inner part of the shell. And there were a mixed multitude among them. It was every man whose heart prompts him. In order to include them in Israel, who are the inner part. Thus everyone was commanded to take part in the tabernacle. My comment. The Hebrew multitude is Erev Rav, which can translate as energy. As we have learned, evil is uncorrected good. Had the calf and manifest. The eighth pasuk. Livatar sata zina litine aviatu. Inun erev rav viavadu. Atta egla visatu. Avadu inun demitu. Lonely Israel, Mota, Amar Kuchabarihu, Mita Ovada, Demashkina Laiahe, Elam Sidra, Israel Bilchodaihu. Miad v'achel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael v'gomer. U'ktivat re'a k'hu me'i k'huma la'ashem. Meitchem vaday avilav kirkad mita iktiv meit. Kol ish asher yad venu libo vayikuchel mosh vigomer meit. Atar kanesh onel. Begin de ha'o'i. Erev rav binahu itzteis Moshe le'achnasha. Lon ve'u'yachda lon mi'beinayu. Translation. Afterwards, people came together according to their ilk, and the mixed multitude came and created the calf, and those from among Israel were drawn toward who eventually died. The mixed multitude brought upon Israel death and killings. The Holy One, blessed be, said, from now on, the building of the tabernacle would be performed only on the part of Israel. At once, Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together. Afterwards, it is written, take from among you an offering to Hashem. From among you, surely, instead of as written before, of every man whose heart prompts him. Moses gathered, where did he gather them from? Because the mixed multitude was among them. Moses had to gather and separate Israel from among them. This is the purpose of my commentary. This is the purpose of separating good from evil. Until evil is corrected, it must be separated from good. Otherwise, it will cause the whole barrel of apples to go bad. Thank you. Vayichel Moshe Rabbi Abba Patach Achel Et Ha'am Ha'anashim V'ha'anashim V'ha'atach Ha'alehalan V'la'la Dekulu Yisrael Ofaka K'la'la Dekulu Israel Uman Yinun Chitin Raribo. For whatever reason, I forgot to post the translation of that particular verse. My commentary kind of explains it to us all. Actually, there were 6 root souls, approximately 3 million people who left Egypt, as we number them. 600,000 fighting men, 600,000 females associated with them as couples, because a soul is male and female together. 2.5 children per couple as an estimate. Spiritually, 600,000 root souls, which is a married male and female. All additional people, both older and younger, come. The Arab Rav also come from these root souls as well. But then, soup. Rabbi Elazar Patach. Rabbi Israel Kad Nachit Moshe Min Turad Sinai Dikti Vayishma Yushua Olam Bera Bereo Vayomer El Moshe Kol milchama b'machane v'yishma Yehoshua v'ki Yehoshua shama v'umoshe la shama elavadai ad hashta Yehoshua la hawa Yada Moshe Hawa Yada Ihakimahu Bereo Eha Bereo Behe Behashem Kitiv Behahu Kala Besidra Achara Hava Behusho Yet Yehoshua Dechawa Anpo Desichara Istakal Behu Kala Dehawa Desitra Dira Miyad Vayomer El Moshe Ko Milchama Amachane. Rabbi Azar opened the discussion. Moses Sinai is written. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, they shouted, Israel, he said to Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. He asked, Joshua heard? Could it be that Joshua heard and Moses did not? Yes. Until that time, I did not know, and Moses did know. And therefore it was written, Joshua heard. He asked, what then does the word Bereo mean? And he answers, Bereo is spelled with a hey, but that voice was on the other side, that is called Ah. And Joshua was the face of the moon, which is mocked. He looked at the voice that was from the side of Eve, and immediately said to Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. Commentary. The spelling of Bereo includes the spelling of the word Ra within it. Bereo is spelled with a He representing the moon and the physical world. This is what is explained in the Pasuk. The 11th Pasuk. Behahiyo Jata Itbaru Tirein Luche Avna Behawo Bekat Meta O kinadino ich yakaru aldo venaflu veitvaru bem tet begin farhu atvan migoeluche avanin. The translation. At that time, the first stone tablets broke, and we already have explained that the stone hands of Moses became heavy, fell, and broke. What is the reason? The stones remained without spirit, and therefore they grew heavy. My commentary. When there is a soul, a spiritual level to something, it has the ability to go against gravity. The 12th Pasuk. Tachatzi bedalet upin taka itar bedit trin the Alma Behahu Kalata Ruta de Pitra Ahara Tarbea Behahu Itaruta de Sidra Ahara Al Inkal Le Kala Veit Hasha de Ho. Abekala Diltata Begin Dila Mata Hoa Dekala Dilela Dekala Diltata Kedenakim Pahuita Ruta Vial Bain Adil Nachash Dim Fate Lita Patil Nehora Vehahu Ahu Kol Malcha Alcha Kora Vedaihu Pareo. Come and see, in the four seasons of the year, Chesed, Gevura, Tifereth, and Malchut.
I think we're disconnected again.
Hey, went off.
Okay, last night or yesterday, he said we have to text him. Can you text?
I have to get back on, because I can get back on.
I'm back.
Oh, he's back. Okay. All right, I'm going to mute myself again.
Sometimes I know I've disconnected, and other times I don't. So if you don't come back right away, it's always best to send me a text, because sometimes I won't even get the phone call, but the text seems to always come through. I was starting to read this translation of the 11th or the 12th Pasuk. Come and see in the four seasons of the year, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, voice rises in the four winds of the worlds. The season of Nisan is Chesed. Tishrei is north and Gevurah. The season of Tammuz is east and Tiferet, and the season of Tevet is west and Malchut. And each season incorporates all of the others, meaning that there's Tiferet in each of those four seasons. By that voice, the tide is aroused, and by that arousal enters between the voices, namely between the voice of Tiferet and the voice of Malchut. So the light in the lower voice darkens, namely Malchut. This happens in the light of the upper. Tiferet does not reach the lower voice, Malchut. Therefore, this arousal of the other side comes early. The serpent that seduced the woman, Eve, enters between them, that is, between Tiferet and Malchut, and receives light. And that voice of the other side is the voice of war, the voice of evil, the Hebrew Re'ah. This is the meaning of Berio, namely in the verse, and when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, the Hebrew word being Berio. My commentary, this is explaining the relationship that creates separation into Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, where the system lives between Tiferet. And Malchut, which actually has evil, and it's the negative system is sitting in Netzach, Hod, and Yesod as part of that process. Above Tiferet, they can't be able to handle it. Below Tiferet, they can still handle it, but cannot absorb it internally. The 13th Pasuk. Uyad Shama Yehoshua Wila Moshe Begin Denatal Rand Kora Rahawa Achid Ba Yehoshua Moshe Dachawa Achid Bishimsha La Shema Vayisrael Kuhu Itchashach Nehorad Bilkon Begin Ahura Deita Bekat Behu Kevan Demachel translation. And therefore, Joshua heard, not Moses, because that evil that sees the light of the moon, which is Mahut, Joshua was attached to. And Moses was attached to the star and did not hear. And all Israel, their light darkened and clung to them. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, had pardoned their iniquity, then Moses gathered the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words. For the next month I was separated from them. And I didn't make a commentary on this verse because it seems fairly straightforward to me. That is the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? The classes this coming week are going to be a little bit different than our normal pattern. Saturday night, we will have a Zohar class at 7 p.m. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our preparations for the holidays. Primarily for Pesach, but they're all connected, and we need to understand that and learn how that relates. Monday at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a class on the practical aspects of cleaning the house in preparing and searching for the chametz. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, duplicate that class, not duplicated, but if we don't finish the first class, we'll finish it today. If not, we'll have our normal advanced reincarnation classes. Wednesday is questions and answers at 7 p.m. Next Thursday, we will have it'll be a Zohar class. Normally, that would be considered before Erev Rosh Chodesh. So we may do something special for that day. I haven't known whether we have enough material. And if we do, we'll have a class in anticipation of the year. Rosh Chodesh is a week from. It's important that the first 14 days of Nisan, today there is an additional spiritual action, certain verses to scan or read, certain studies to undertake that relate to the tribes, that relate to the offerings of the chieftains of the tribes, that relate to taking control of the month that is related to the tribe. All of that is on our website. It's part of our preparations. It's something that it's really important that people do. So if you're not aware of it, please make sure you find it on the website or contact me if you're unsure where it is. You can usually find it unique astrological events link. As you go down to Rosh Nisan, it talks about the first 14 days of Nisan, which is the 14 days leading up to the night of Passover, of the first Seder, which I noticed just tonight, as I was preparing for this class, I noticed that the Seder is on a Saturday night. And in that sense, me double check that. Maybe I missed it. But, so please hold on 1 second. No, it's actually going to be, the first Seder is going to be Friday. And with that in mind, it's important that some people start to prepare and plan for their participation in a Seder, at least one, preferably both Seders, because this is how you are going to control your year. This is how you're in your year. But you also need to understand that this, believe there's another sun or blood moon scheduled for this night, the first Seder, or maybe it's the second Seder. Remember that it's the third of the blood moons occurs on the 15th of Nisan, the full moon. So, and take note, it's not something to be concerned with. It's something to bring into your life and balance. And you do that through the Seder. Does anybody have any questions? If not, have a beautiful week. And we will speak to you on the future call. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.